Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello, welcome to your Thursday edition of the Birthday in the Show, Country Edition. Yeehaw. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. Yeah, we're a little late today. Thursdays usually is that way for me. I'm sorry about that. I hope everybody got my tweet. Yeah, it's the 28th of May, 2015. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours in around 5 minutes. Yeehaw. Okay, are you one of those people out there that, shall we say, get their e-books non-paying way? Is that gentle enough? Well, if you are, shame on you, first. Secondly, your fund's probably about to end. That is, if you're in the UK. The UK High Court has ordered internet service providers to block several sites offering pirated e-books. BT, Sky, Virgin Media, TalkTalk, EE, yep, they've got 10 days to start blocking sites such as eBookie, Facebook Spot, Fresh Wrap, and a few others that I've never even heard of. Publishers, which sought the blocks under the UK's Copyright Act of 1988, are claiming the sites collectively hold around 10 million e-books. Wow, that's a lot. And they're saying that at least 80% of them are infringing copyright. So the big question, will it make a difference? No, probably won't. We all know what happens. When one goes down, 50 others pop back up. Well, I guess probably Windows Phone and Android users are rejoicing today, knowing the fact that they could pretty much disable your iPhone with a single little text. Yes, apparently when the iPhone gets sent a text message, which, by the way, we're not going to reveal what that is on this show, because there's probably a lot of you going out there going,
come on, give me the code.
Yeah, they send iPhone users that message, and it locks them completely out of the message app, and in some cases we're hearing crashes the entire phone. Users who receive this little text message won't be able to go back to other conversations without crashing the app. Oh, wonderful. And users who actually get that message while their phone is in lock screen, they won't be able to open the message app at all. So what do you do if it happens to you? Well, there's not a whole lot you can do, sorry to say. Apple says they are aware of the issue and was working on a fix. But until then,
No texting for you.
Hey, while we're talking about phones, it looks that Google might actually be launching two Nexus phones this year. Surprisingly, because, you know, the Nexus didn't do quite as well as they'd hope with the last release. Personally, though, I think the Nexus is the best phone you can get when it comes to Android. But if you're a tablet fan, they definitely are not doing a tablet this year. Instead of a single mobile, though, Google's planning to do two Nexus devices this year. One will have a 5.2-inch display, and the other one will have a 5.7-inch display. It looks like LG's going to be working on the smaller display one, while Huawei will take the first role in the Nexus program with the 5.7-inch model. Google's saying that both will run Android M. That'll be the Google's newest operating system update. No word yet, though, when Google's actually going to announce the two Nexus phones. Probably ain't going to be at the Google I.O. Nah, that won't be the place, because that event's usually software-based. GoPro's getting so freaking popular, you got to wonder, what the heck are they going to come up with next? Well, apparently it's going to involve VR and drones. Yes, virtual reality and drones. Sounds like a James Cameron sci-fi movie, doesn't it? Virtual reality with drones, coming this summer. Now, the CEO, Nick Woodman, actually announced the projects yesterday during an interview, actually, with Code Conference. It's there that they actually showed off this sort of sphere, you know, kind of like camera rig. And that actually has to do with them acquiring Color last month. Yeah, that's that company that specializes in stitching together footage, so it can kind of be like a virtual reality experience. This thing actually has six cameras around the thing. I mean, talk about virtual reality. I get dizzy just looking at it. GoPro saying the six camera sphere array is going to arrive later this year, and a GoPro branded quadcopter is also planned for next year. That's going to be cool. Price point? We don't really know right now. It's all speculation. So look at it from anywhere about $500 to up to $1,000. Get those credit cards ready. Ooh, that's something I want to get. And finally, there's a new device coming from researchers out of Switzerland. It's a device that measures and analyzes your blood, and then it can send that data to your phone. Okay, yeah, we've kind of seen this before. You know, they have that thing for diabetics and things. That's cool. But this is completely different. This is a chip that actually will be inserted underneath your skin. No freaking way, man. Yeah, apparently this thing will measure the pH and temperature of your blood. It can also sense molecules like glucose, lactate, and even cholesterol. It can even sense the presence of drugs in your bloodstream. Yes, as I was saying, the device will be inserted beneath your skin.
Yeah, I'm cringing right along with you.
It contains a circuit with 6 sensors and a control unit that analyzes all the sense signals via a Bluetooth transmitter. They said it's already been tested in mice, and look for human testing coming very, very soon. If I want to know my cholesterol or my glucose or whatever, just gonna go to the doctor and use that good old-fashioned needle for that. Thank you very much. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Find our website at BritishTechNetwork.com. Follow British Tech on Twitter @BritishTech. Follow me too on Twitter as well @KyleSwagger. Swagger with just one G, by the way, just in case you're putting two in there. We'll be back tomorrow to get you caught up on the next 24 hours of the best of tech news. Oh, yeah, your Friday edition. I can't wait for it either. Actually, I just can't wait for Friday. You know, I know you guys like the tech news. I like the tech news, too. But let's just face it. Friday, yeah, that's what we want. But until then, I hope your Thursday's going well. I know this episode's a little bit late today. Sorry about that. And thank you so much for listening.